Another American story takes us to a tiny town in Missouri. It was home to an Army warrant officer who spent 2 decades in the military and whose helicopter was shot down near Baghdad this month. Frank Morris reports from member station KCUR.
Oreck is a weathered farm town spread out on the flat Missouri River floodplain. Most of the nearly 900 residents were born nearby. Almost every face is a familiar one, and each reveals a life story and family history. Lifelong resident Paula Bowles, holding a baby granddaughter in her arms, says Mike Hartwick's death hurts.
It's hard to describe because, you know, it's like one big family here, and you've lost part of it.
An especially hopeful part. While Hartwick's 20-year military career deployed him to places like Kosovo and Iraq, much of his family remains here in Oreck. Volunteers have placed handmade 1-gallon collection jars all over the county, soliciting donations for Hartwick's wife and 2 children living in Texas. It's Friday night, and maybe a quarter of the town is here at a high school basketball game. They stand facing a large flag on the gymnasium wall and pay informal tribute to someone many consider a bona fide hero.
Michael Hartwick, who valiantly gave his life for his country and for our freedom.
Oh, say can you see?
Hartwick was president of his senior class, a regular at the Baptist Church, and a National Honor Society scholar. Principal Rick Reisinger, who organized a flag-waving tribute for Hartwick in this gym only a few years ago, says Michael Hartwick threw himself into everything he tried, including basketball.
Mike was a pretty tall kid. He could play the inside pretty well and a good rebounder. If he lacked something in skills, his effort made up for what skill he was missing.
Determined to be a military pilot, Hartwick enlisted in the Air Force right out of high school. But after failing the flight school entrance exam, he joined the Army, where he learned to fly attack helicopters. Sandra Pendleton, one of his high school teachers, says as a quiet, respectful young man, Hartwick always stood out.
I think he was one of our best and brightest people, students that we've had here. And I liked him a lot.
This town has had more than its share of grief in the last year. Before Mike Hartwick's death, 4 young men were killed in car wrecks and an accidental shooting. A tornado struck last month, badly damaging local businesses. Each time, residents say they've come together to help the families. They hope Mike Hartwick's death will be the last bit of sadness they'll have to face together for some time to come. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.